This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Does the relationship between labor and these automotive companies, what was that relationship like in the beginning, and did that change as over the course of Henry Ford's life, Billy Jones' life?
The workers, flooded to this area from all over the country as this industry grew, and it was a particularly people from the South. It was a better job, you know, than they could ever get there. So that they came for the money and everything, but then as they sped up the assembly lines, and it was exhausting, you know, and they could fire them for no reason. There were all kinds of issues, and part of it, interestingly enough, I'm reading a book right now by another fellow. I found his book at the Northville author's fair recently. And it's on the, a lot of it centers around the hunger strike in the 30s. And there was a march on Ford because people were losing their homes. They didn't have enough to eat. And there were some communists that kind of infiltrated this and kind of helped. But that really didn't matter. You know, the people were hurting. Mm-hmm. And it didn't kind of matter who was helping push the cause. And so they marched on Ford, and a bunch of people were killed, and that kind of started things. And then later on, there was a big sit-down strike at General Motors where they just refused to work. Mm-hmm. And so Chrysler and GM unionized. They finally said, you know, it's not worth fighting it, and there's so much violence, and let's negotiate with these folks. And Henry wouldn't. He was very stubborn. And so then later on, about 4 years after that, there was a famous Battle of the Overpass where Walter Reuther was trying to sign some petitions, get people to sign petitions to join what he was forming, the UAW. And a photographer said, I want you to stand up on this bridge and get a picture of you with the Ford plant in the background. And about that time, a bunch of Ford security people rushed him and beat him up with another fella, but the photographer got pictures of this, still pictures, and it was all over the country, you know, these guys all bloodied and beat, and so supposedly, and it's pretty much authentic, that Clara Ford went to Henry and said, you know, these other companies have unionized, I'm tired of the violence, Henry felt that he was taking care of his people, and he did. When things were small, he was good. He would loan workers money, or he would give them money if they were hurting. He was a compassionate person. But as it grew, he couldn't do that anymore, and so he thought he was taking care of him. Anyway, she said, "You know, I'm going to leave you if you don't." Settle with the union, and this violence keeps going, and so then they finally, he was the last one that settled with the UAW. And interestingly enough, the other two companies had wanted what they called a closed shop, where if you worked there, you had to join the union, and the companies didn't give the UAW that. Mm-hmm. And when Ford signed their contract, they got a union shop. So in the end, they got a better deal when they finally did it.
Wow. it seems like Henry Ford really